Hi everyone, Cindy Swanson with you with a Biggest Loser update. Once again, I have to apologize for being a day late, this time because I've been in the middle of a ridiculous sickness that kind of took my voice away quite a bit yesterday. I also wanted to note that this isn't so much a review or an update as it is an analysis. So if you're actually looking for something that would tell you exactly what happened on Biggest Loser, probably this isn't the place that you'll hear that. I pretty much just react and respond to what happened on the show. And I'd love to get your opinions as well. Well, I told you this show likes to manipulate us. They dragged out the anonymity of the new trainers for one more episode. Honestly, it's not so much that I'm dying to see the new trainers. It's that I'm having a hard time getting to know the teams that are off the ranch. Although, I'll admit, the show did make a bit more of an effort to let us see those teams this time. But I digress. I find myself siding with and pulling for the teams that are on the ranch, training with Bob and Jillian. Is that exactly what the show's producers want us to do? In past years, they've always highlighted every bit of drama between the contestants on the ranch. I remember the famous Vicky when she was on. That was terrible. But what better way to create drama than to have the two groups vying against each other? Anyway, yes, I'm liking the ranch teams best right now. And again, maybe that's just because I get to see them more. I'm still loving Courtney. She has the spunk and motivation that have made me like other contestants in the past. I can also see her transformation with each passing week. Mark my words, she is going to get prettier and prettier as each pound drops off. I also really like Jennifer, the blonde girl who had the struggle with worrying too much about her dad. I've got to admit, though, that I was perturbed at the ranch team's performance during that disastrous challenge. The fact that they couldn't agree on a strategy was disturbing. Also, the guys on that team, are they men or mice? Interesting that not one of them manned up to say, okay, this is what we should do. Now, actually, they just needed someone with leadership skills, man or woman, and they just don't seem to have that. Also, Arthur's confidence seems to get a bit out of control at times. He needs to dial that down a notch before it balloons into overconfidence. Fortunately for him, it paid off this time as he lost a whopping 13 pounds and helped ensure that the ranch teams won the week's weight loss challenge. So no one had to go home, and I was happy about that. I'd love to know your thoughts and feedback. Cindy Swanson with you with the Notes in the Key of Life podcast, the Biggest Loser update. Join me again next time. Bye.